Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. It's a good day. It's going to be a great day for those who are under the covenant of God's love. Remember, He loves you. Even if you make mistakes, He still loves you. Think about your child. You know, those children that you raised, you loved them, and they made mistakes. I was thinking just the other day, my son was using my pickup, and he put some bicycles that they were going to ride in it in a way that it scratched the side of it. And I didn't like the fact it got scratched, but then the Lord took me back to when I was learning to drive. I backed my pickup, my dad's pickup, into a tree and dented the whole back of it up. I was out in the car and came around a corner on a crushed gravel road, and the car began to slip, and it scared me, and I didn't turn it, and I hit a mailbox that was cemented into the ground, took the whole side off the car, scared me so bad, I went about another 300 yards and ran off into the ditch because it was a sharp corner, and Dad never talked to me for about 3 or 4 days from that one. And then I was out, and I got the car stuck in sand, so I went back and got the pickup to pull the car out, and I forgot that the truck was a straight transmission, and I put it in reverse to relax the chain once I got the car out. Then I got back into the truck, hit the ignition, and the car jumped backwards with the tailgate down, took out all the front lights of the car. And so the Lord was dealing with me and said, you're upset over that scratch, and your dad tolerated you taking care of three of his different cars in that way. And so, you know, the Lord loves you. My dad loved me. He forgave me. Before he died, he said to me, son, I want you to know you're the best son a dad could ever have had. And you know, that's probably what should be, every father should think that about their son. And I think back on those things. I caused my dad some grief. I was just a boy and had a BB gun, and we lived close to the football field there in my hometown. And there used to be all these purple martins that would come and sit on there. I didn't know anything about it, but they were kind of dumb birds. And I'd go down there and shoot at them. And when they'd all fly away, then there wasn't anything else to shoot at except those great, huge light bulbs in the lights on the football field. And so I started taking them out, and the mayor couldn't figure out what was happening to the light bulbs. And finally, a lady in the area saw me doing it, and she told the mayor, and the mayor, my mother worked for the mayor, he was a doctor, and the mayor told my mom told my dad calls me up and says, son, so-and-so saw you shooting out the football lights. Oh, I said, not me, Dad. I shot a couple of them out, but it's really those Belchi brothers. They're the ones that really did it. The Belchi brothers couldn't even hit them. It was me. I was taking them out, and Dad came back. He said, you were the one, son. And, you know, punished me. Had to come straight home from school for a week, take my clothes off, put my pajamas on, and go straight to bed. It's the worst thing he could have ever done to me. And but he still loved me. He loved me. Before he passed on, he says, son, you are the best son a dad could have ever had. Well, you need to understand that that's the way the Lord feels about you. He knows that you're not perfect. He knows you make mistakes. He knows that you get yourself into trouble because you don't obey everything that he's teaching you to do and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But he's not going to throw you away. God's not going to turn his back on you. The only way you can escape his love is for you to turn your back on him. He loves you, and he wants to bless you. You are his son. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. We have a right to come to the table at supper time and not expect to be chastised or put down. We don't have to beg for our food. You know, somehow people think that prayer is begging time. You don't have to beg. You're a son of God. You have covenant rights. You have a right to come to him. You say, yeah, but I'm such a sinner. You were once a sinner, but then you came to God to receive his pardon. We still make mistakes, but we have now become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Somehow, you got to get that sin mentality out and the righteous mentality in, that you have a right to come in the name of Jesus before the Father and ask as a son for the things that you have need of, for the blessings that he has already provided for you. You see, you don't have to beg to be forgiven of your sins. Your sins were forgiven on the cross. It's done. Jesus isn't going, the Bible says in Hebrews, he's not going in daily and pouring out his blood every day. He went in once, poured his blood out in the Holy of Holies, and he forgave us our sins once and for all. You don't have to beg for forgiveness. You have to receive by faith that forgiveness. And then you have to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and that his love for you is great, and that he has forgiven you of your sins. And you begin to say, thank you, Jesus. I was once a sinner, but I came, pardon, to receive from my Lord. That old hymn, I was once a sinner, but then I came, pardon, to receive from my Lord. He loves you. It's so important that you get that righteousness concept into you, because when that is done, you can come boldly, not cowering, not calling. You don't have to do what Martin Luther did before he discovered faith. You don't have to crawl through the snow on your hands and knees and up the steps of the Vatican to try to get forgiveness. That forgiveness doesn't come by works. It comes by what Jesus did on the cross. You can never get holy enough. You can never get good enough. You can never get perfect enough to be born again. That's why all these religions based on works, they don't work. Buddhism doesn't work. Islam doesn't work. That stuff doesn't work. You get saved and born again by faith through grace in what Jesus' finished work was. And that opens up the entire spectrum of the kingdom and its principles and its laws. And once you discover those laws, like the law of reciprocity, the law of sowing and reaping, the law of perseverance, you understand these laws, then you plug into them and things do begin to come to pass. The book of Hebrews talks about what's going to happen to us if we neglect so great a salvation. How wondrous is what God has done for us through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. We've heard it preached, we've heard it talked about, we've heard it sung and everything, but do we ever really sit down and think about it? How wonderful, how wondrous is the salvation that God has provided for us to reach down and take us right out of the clutches of drug addiction, alcoholism, pornography, jealousy, hate, fear. Hebrews talks about people who all their lifetime were subject to the fear of death because they didn't put their trust and confidence in God. What a horrible thing to spend a lifetime in fear when God has not given us that spirit. Remember now, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there'll be no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore, Ferreton Christian Center, reminding you, Jesus is freedom.